Pink FM, and it's our fine collection of why.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
We can't have nice things. And it starts us in North Liberty, Iowa. The heartland. And this heartwarming story about a 34-year-old woman there who was in North Liberty, Iowa. And North Liberty Police Department has taken just that away from her as they were dispatched to the local Quick Star convenience store where there were reports of a woman asking people to please blow in her interlock device to start her car.
Oh, dear.
Of course, this is what happens when you, like 34-year-old Kristen State, have done in multiple driving while intoxicated prosecutions have happened. So, they show up and they make contact with her and they immediately smell that there's an issue. Says she hadn't been drinking. Blood alcohol content, 0.351.
Oh, boy. Isn't that like four times the legal limit?
Yeah, yeah. She's had three priors operating while under the influence convictions within the last 12 years. She didn't get it. Nobody took her up on the offer, by the way, to blow into the interlock
device. Yeah, that's
not a good
choice.
That's a great way to meet people, huh?
Yeah. So for true commitment and proving what a mess love can sometimes be, just go to Canada, where Steve and Janine Van Isseldyck had a terrible trip to the movies. You see, he splurged on the popcorn, KB, which came with extra butter, presumably, because the Mrs. Wedding Rings slipped right off into the bag and wound up in the trash.
Oh, okay.
So Steve went full reconnaissance mission. He then searched the landfill where the garbage was taken and eventually found the rings.
Look at that. Okay. Mm-hmm. There you go. He gets it.
Go, Steve.
There you go. So maybe go to a landfill. Is that what we're saying?
I don't have anything
about a ring on this one, but I do have a crime ring that was busted up in Southern California. Authorities there arrested 14 people accused of running the, quote, largest organized retail theft operation in Home Depot's history.
Whoa!
As nine of them are already facing felony charges, the suspects are linked to 600 thefts at 71 different Home Depots, losses for Home Depot exceeding $10 million across multiple South California counties. This thing's been going on for a little while, and during the ultimate search of them, they found about a $3.7 million stash of Home Depot property. So even more than probably what they knew that they were going after on this. So this all went down and was busted up. Because actually for the first time they went in there and there was somebody actually there with an orange belt waiting to help them at Home Depot.
I know.
Rampant for months though.
So imagine going out to the pool for a swim, but instead of a floaty, you find a car upside down, probably in the deep end, and unfortunately it crashed through your fence. Now, this all transpired, but no reason is known why to the homeowner, and there was no owner of said car around. However, there are now lots of police on the scene.
I mean, finders keepers, right?
Right.
Let us go to another heist, which is always a fun word. Safford, Arizona. They have a bank there. A couple of them probably, but with this one in particular, it was an armed robbery. Good old-fashioned bank robbery, which normally you don't get away from those. And ultimately, these two El Paso natives did not. Michael Perino, Tyler Thayer. So they went to this Dollar General in Safford, Arizona, and that's where they purchased glasses and eyeliner as their disguises.
Okay.
There you go. Way to invest in your costume. Then they went to the Chase Bank there and gave the teller a note, $10,000 in cash demand. They got it. Wrapped the money in tinfoil and headed to the Apache Gold Casino down the street where they started gambling with the money. The FBI secured a search warrant, located them, and searched their van, and then went in. If you're looking to get away, maybe a place that doesn't have so many cameras as a casino floor.
Dum, 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 dum. So it may or may not be one of my worst nightmares out of New Zealand today.
Hello, good day.
Fairgoers were horrified when the Ferris wheel at the local get-together started losing parts.
Oh.
One at a time, falling to the ground. Now, organizers say there's really nothing to worry about. It was just cosmetics.
Yeah.
It did not affect structural integrity. No one was hurt. The Ferris wheel losing all the parts.
Yeah, we know, we all know in our mind right now the guy that probably said those words.
Yeah, you don't need that.
All right.
I got an extra bolt in my pocket.
And then finally, we do have a story here.
Ah,
I found one about a ring and finding a ring.
Aww.
Just like yours. Yeah, and this was up in Maine. Scott Mankey was out with his metal detector when he discovered a ring. Looked pretty rough. His initial thought was to clean it up and sell it. But once he cleaned it off, he found out there were initials and a date engraved on the ring. It was it looked like it was a wedding band. So he went about trying to find the owner, posted about it online. Finally, a woman messaged, said, thought it was her ring. She couldn't believe it. So he asked her what the initials were and the date. She immediately responded, correct.
Oh.
Yeah. So Scott offered to meet up with her to return it. But she said, that's okay. I don't want it. She says, that was her ex-husband's wedding ring, and I had thrown that thing off the bridge.
Dum, 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 dum,
not the husband, the wedding ring.
Yeah.
But fair.